Hey geeks, welcome to episode 85 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I'm your host, Kate. In this episode, Em and I are going to discuss a good chunk of the female-led comics that we are currently reading or that are currently out there for consumption. We are still compiling a list of every publisher that has comic books that are female-led out there, so stick around for that. And if you have anything to add to our discussion, please feel free to email us or tweet us. And until then, enjoy the show. It's pretty awesome that, you know, you have that big of a pile that you have to go through and be like, and I didn't even touch the box.
I know. Well, because there's like, first of all, there's two boxes.
Oh.
Let's explain this to the folks. Currently in the house, there are two boxes. There's the box downstairs in the basement, which contains all of the ones I've read. They're all neatly organized by publisher and then alphabetical.
Wow, you're anal.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Mine are just alphabetical.
No, alphabetical by publisher.
No, mine are just alphabetical.
So there's that. Then upstairs, I had to create another bin because the problem is I'm missing certain issues of things due to, like, weather-related things or whatnot or holidays when I didn't get to the comic book shop, so I'm missing certain issues. So I haven't been able to read further.
I still have to go through all of mine and figure out what I'm missing. I think I have figured out that I'm only missing, like, a month's worth of each book that
well,
I'm into. But
I'm missing... So I'm missing several things. So I had to start the box up here, which contains the things that I'm not caught up on, so I can just grab them. Those are all also alphabetical by publisher and then by title. But then what happened was... Yes. We don't deny this. Then what happened was I haven't had a chance to file a bunch of them, so there's just stacks and stacks of Forbidden Planet bags filled with comic books sitting on top of said bin.
What a horrible
That is
way
what
to
I
be.
Tapped into.
Oh, that's what you tapped into.
That's what I tapped into today.
No, I didn't even dig into my book. But one, I mean, or book. I didn't even dig into my box. I did dig into it last week sometime because a girl that I work with was reading a graphic novel that she checked out at the library.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, hey, what's it about? And she did start telling me what it was about. I forget what it was, but it was like real kind of dark imagery and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, hey, have you ever heard of a comic book series, trilogy, really, if you want to be honest, called Memory Collectors, which if you guys have been listening to us for that long, I was talking about Memory Collectors, I think, about a year and a half ago, maybe a little more. But Memory Collectors is one of my all-time favorites. It's really interestingly drawn. It's a really interesting story.
You really got into that one.
I know, but it's only three books. And it's an indie comic, so it was really cool. And it's put out by a company that they don't even put like a writer and an artist and all that stuff on there. It's just like they're a collective, and that's how they write it. So it was. I couldn't
the
find
Cumber
them at Comic
Con.
Do you remember? Huh?
The Cumber Collective?
Not quite. But do you remember? I had the first issue with me at New York Comic Con this past year because this is the first year that we went to New York and we were like, yes, comics.
Oh my god!
And
we
I was trying to find them
the
and we couldn't. Like I could not find them. I didn't. I was like, wait, where's this? Is this like invisible table in the middle?
I remember
of nowhere.
Being tragically upset that Jimmy and Amanda. I'm on first name basis with people now. Amanda
yes.
Palmer and Jimmy. I never remember how to say his name, but they do Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
They're also now doing Starfire together, but they did Harley Quinn together. And, I mean, I'm a huge Harley Quinn fan from the get-go. But also, this particular series is just fantastic, I think. And so I was very excited, and I wanted to go meet them, and their line stretched around the table.
Of course. Well, and that was, like, we couldn't, it took us forever to get to Babs Tarr, too.
Yes.
Because her line was super long. I'm sure if we had gone on to, like, try to find Kelly Sue DeConnick, it would have been just as crazy.
Although we did see her randomly.
Yes, we did see her randomly.
In the Mary Sue room.
Yes. And then we saw her at the Brimper Forum.
Yes.
Meetup later. Yes, which, oh, I guess I can say that now, since we were on the subject of Kelly Sue.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
It broke a bunch of comic book lovers' hearts this past weekend.
There were tears.
Yes. Well, it was last week. It wasn't early this weekend. That Kelly Sue is leaving Captain Marvel and Marvel. It broke everyone's heart because she's been writing this character that so many women identify with and really, really love. And Carol is an awesome, awesome character. So to know that, you know, Kelly Sue is leaving Carol Danvers behind was breaking a lot of hearts. However, then the really exciting news came out that our beloved showrunners of Agent Carter are going to be taking over writing Captain Marvel. So it's a bittersweet situation, I think.
Beloved, I say.
Yeah, I mean, to say goodbye to Kelly Sue is going to be difficult, but she has got a lot going on. So she's not disappearing. She's just dropping, you know, she's leaving Marvel and Captain Marvel and going on to take care of other things. Like, you know, Sex Criminals is getting a TV show. And
that's right. Yeah. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, and she's also still writing Bitch Planet. And right. So there's a lot going on for her outside of that. And I have complete faith in Tara Butters and why can I never remember his name? Because I'm horrible. I'm a horrible person. I only remember the woman.
We're terrible at this. You think we would have this
Tara down, Butters and her guy? Husband. See, aren't I horrible?
Tara Butters and her husband.
they're going to take over and I have complete faith in them. They're also doing a little bit of an alteration to Captain Marvel's uniform. Which I've seen the art for and it looks super cool. So, yeah, Super I think cool. It's probably going to be really, really awesome. So they're not going to come in and change Carol. That's not the point of this.
Although they are making giant changes in the Marvel Universe.
They've already made a bunch of changes in the Marvel Universe, which, you know, ended a couple of really fun books that I really loved, like Thor.
Did you?
I loved Thor. Great book. It was a great book. And I always, every issue was interesting, except like even up until the end, we were still questioning. And by the end, I mean 8 issues. We got 8 issues of a fun female Thor.
I gotta say though, I was mildly annoyed by the fact that, you know, we didn't find out for so long.
Well, we thought we knew.
It just started getting annoying.
It did, but we thought we knew for at least an issue and a half, we thought we knew.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took until quite literally the end of issue 8 for it to actually come out.
But which was annoying.
Very annoying. I'm sorry to all of you.
By issue 6, I almost gave up because...
Because you didn't know.
Because I was like, I've had enough of this.
I'm sorry for everyone out there who... Oh, if you have not read Thor and you would like to, spoiler alert.
Ah, well, there'll be some spoilers here, but we'll try to keep it
We'll try to keep mostly. It, yeah, as loose as possible. But so, all of you Jane Foster lovers, I'm sorry, but she's annoying. And I cannot believe that she was Thor. It hurt. I was on the train. I got that issue in my hand just this past week because I was moving comic book stores. I used to go to one near where I used to work, which is like a 40-minute drive away, and it's just too long. So I found a new one that's like a 15-minute walk from where I work currently in the city. So I have been transferring everything over there, and I was like, yes, I'm behind like maybe 2 months on everything.
I think I'm missing... Actually, I've just explained to you the mass amount of bags of comics that I've just broken into, and I think I'm missing some.
Yeah. This is the problem we have gotten into. I literally told the guys in my new comic book store that they were...
No,
we were
not talking, missing issues. I think I've misplaced a bunch of bags of comics.
That's also a problem that I run into.
But because I'm not seeing any Batgirl, and I know there should be some.
Oh, I have a few issues of Batgirl somewhere.
Oh, right? No, I mean,
we're
I...
We're real organized with this podcast. Woo!
We're gonna love us. Love us. So, and our shenanigans.
Also, you know, you guys, if you're listening, if you know of one, let us know, but we're gonna take care of this. I was perusing the interwebs, and I could not for the life of me find an entire list of every single female-led comic that is out there from every distributor.
Well, as much as we can gather.
Right. I don't know if anyone just hasn't taken the time. I found, like, one for Marvel. I found one for DC. I couldn't find one that was every, like, Image, IDW, DC, Marvel, Dark Horse, all of them. If you know of one, let me know. Let us know, rather. Not just me. Let us know.
That's why we have an email address.
But as soon as possible, I'm going to compile that, all of that, so that it's in one place. And we can just pop on over to our blog and go, oh, hey, these are all of the female-led comics going out this year.
And also, you can pop on over to the blog.
Well, yes. I meant it in, like, the third person.
I meant you. Anywho.
So, in
case you haven't gathered at this point, Kate and I are going to be talking comics this week. We're going to be talking specifically female-led comics.
Because, well, if they listen to the intro, they would know that, but...
Well, yes, but also, if you're joining us a little bit late, you know, people walk into rooms while other people are listening
joining
to this.
Joining us a little bit late.
Listen.
Okay, so what do you have, like, a favorite of all of these, you know, lady-led comics that we are currently reading? And for the record, you guys, Em and I don't read the exact same stuff. Some of it. But we don't read the exact same stuff. So, do you have a favorite?
I have many favorites.
So do I. They're all sitting next to me at the moment. But do you have, like, if you can look at this pile
Listen.
That you have and go, that one is my favorite.
Listen, I love me some Harley Quinn. That goes without saying. But currently, the one comic that I am completely in love with jonesing over, needed in my life, Gem and the Holograms.
I knew you were going to say that.
Of course you knew I was going to say that. Guys. Listen, I grew up on Gem and the Holograms, and also I am a huge fan of Kelly Thompson, who writes the comics. Mm. If you haven't heard me before, I will speak it again. She has a actual novel called Story Killer, which is amazing, and Kate needs to finish reading.
Kate's working on reading it. I'm sorry. I'm working
Kate
on it.
Got sidetracked. It's fine. But it is a great book. It's part of a series, which I didn't know when I originally bought it, so now I'm stuck for a series. However, the series is taking some time because she's now writing for Gem and the Holograms. But it's fantastic, and I forgive her. Also, the artwork for Gem and the Holograms is amazing, and one of my favorite things about it is the fact that all of the females have different body shapes.
Yeah.
They don't all look the same. They don't all have, like, big boobs plastered and pushed up under their chin. It's amazing.
I have not read any of Gem and the Holograms just because it doesn't pique my interest.
But I've seen
the artwork, and I agree with you on that. I think I really, really like the fact that they're all different body shapes. It gives a diversity to it that's really good.
Also, fun fact, some of the covers... At least for the, they're doing, some of the covers are being done by Amy Memberson.
Ooh.
Who does the Pocket Princesses.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That's pretty awesome.
And they all have a ton of different covers that you can collect, of course. I'm being good, I'm not, but.
unlike your 10th Doctor covers?
Well, my Doctor, the first issue of Doctor Who for 10th, 11th, and 12th, I have several variations. I don't for the 9th because it came out much later. But, you know, I have problems. So I'm going to say Gem and the Holograms gets my top star at this junction.
Okay.
What would your top be, my dear?
It is very hard to choose. And, like, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking it's either Lady Killers or Copperhead.
Lady Killer is fantastic, yeah. And I'm sad that it is over, right?
I believe so.
We finished that glorious, glorious
yes.
ride.
But Lady Killer was super awesome. Copperhead, I believe, is still going. Copperhead is put out by Image Comics, and I believe we're up to issue 8.
I should make note, Gem was IDW, and they're on issue 5 will be coming out next, I believe.
Okay. So, Copperhead was actually recommended to me by JD, who's been on our podcast a couple times from Pop-Tarts, and it's a lady space sheriff, which sounds corny and is not at all.
Which sounds corny.
At the very beginning of the storyline, she has just taken a job at this world where their last couple of sheriffs have been killed off. And it's just her and her son. So she's a single mom, and she's taking on this job of being the sheriff. She's been the sheriff other places, but she walks right into sexism, basically, from the get-go.
Clearly.
And starts to overcome that by, I'm only on to issue 4, so I'm a little behind in my reading, but she's starting to break through that. But that's a major thing. It's also that there is a species, like, bias going on as well, because it's, aside from her, it's all aliens. Some humans, but, like, it's all aliens.
So they're species as well?
Yes. So it's, and she's a badass. Like, she's a mom, but she's also an incredibly strong figure as the sheriff. So it's a really, really cool series. And I'm really happy that I started picking it up and that I got, you know, the recommendation. The reason I think I loved Lady Killer so much is because of the time period.
Well, yes.
It's set in the 1950s. And the lead character is a housewife, but also an assassin. And her family has no idea, but she still gets the dinner on the table by 5 o'clock. Like, it was such a cool read.
It's so absurd, it's wonderful.
So absurd that it's wonderful. That's exactly a great way to say it. So I think between the two of them, I would say, I guess we'll go with Copperhead because that one's still running. I really loved Thor too, even though that one's over. One that's still continuing, I'm pretty sure it's still continuing, is Black Widow.
It should be, yes.
And I'm very, very far behind on that, so no spoilers, please. But I love the way that this book is drawn. The artwork is just amazing. I know we have a friend who's in love with it, completely obsessed with it.
Just call it like it is. She's obsessed, but it's fine. We all have our obsessions.
Obsessed with this and obsessed with Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, it's really awesome because it's completely about Natasha. Mm. So really super cool. The most recent ones that I picked up, which I was at the comic book store this past Wednesday and there was nothing new, but there was new
I love
stuff.
That she said, I love that you say there was nothing new. Meanwhile, I walked out with a boatload of comics.
The only one that I got caught up on Thor, and I picked up, I picked up S.H.I.E.L.D., the newest issue of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm.
But the most recent female-led ones that just came out with issue ones that I picked up were Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps, A-Force, and Black Canary.
Mm.
Not too keen on Black Canary, I'll be honest.
You know what? I kind of like it because I kind of like her being carried over from the Batgirl world. I'm just a little confused, and I think that could be because I was kind of like, I'm maybe kind of behind on Batgirl, except I think I might be caught up, so it's odd.
it struck it's me odd. As odd, maybe, and I'm maybe I don't particularly care for it because it feels like it's hearkening back to a time that I wasn't a part of. Like, to me, it feels very CBGB the way they've drawn it, the way you read it.
Oh, because she's CBGB. The head of,
well, she's the front woman for this band, and they can never get paid by a venue because she
destructs
the crap out of people and destroys the place every time.
With good cause, though. She doesn't just randomly beat up on people.
Pardon me. She's not just randomly beating up people, but it just... And it's only the first issue, and I do the same thing with my comics that I do with my TV. I give it 3 issues. So I haven't given up on it. I just didn't really hugely dig issue 1.
Gotcha.
I don't really care for the artwork. I also, by the way, DC Comics, do not care for your half-page ads.
Also, it's the wrong lachet, so that's not helping you either.
Yeah.
I actually kind of dig the Black Canary artwork.
I don't know, I don't...
Which is fine. I mean, there was a lot of issues of She-Hulk. Not the Dan Slott ones, but the recent run of She-Hulk, which was...
Not Red She-Hulk.
No. the recent one that just ended with issue 12. 12 issues. Soleil, Pulido, and Vincente. I'm sure I killed all those names, but those
you
were
murdered
the
them.
I murdered them. Death, death, and death. Those comics, I did not particularly care for the artwork sometimes. I thought it looked a little wonky. Not that it was wonky, it was just my personal preference. Same thing with Elektra. I was reading Elektra when it first came out. I've since given it up because my budget needed to be attended to.
I recall you reading Elektra because I was giving you crap about it.
Hey, like, if there is a female-led comic, I am going to pick it up and start reading it, at least for a little bit. But
what did
the artwork, which everyone raved about, just wasn't my thing. I didn't like it.
Yeah, well.
But, like, that was, like, the one thing anyone talked about. They were like, oh, but the artwork is amazing. And I was like,
what did you think of She-Hulk in A-Force?
Eh.
Like, she's kind of barely in it.
Yeah.
But I was happy that they brought her back and she's part of this team.
Yes. Well, it is a very inclusive team. I actually found myself staring at a few of the characters going, I don't know who you are.
Me too. Oh, I'm so happy it's not just me.
Which is great, but at the same time, I was like, I feel not so smart.
It's one of those issues. This whole Secret Wars thing is throwing me for a loop because they're bringing in these characters that I don't know.
Right, which is fine. I'm willing to get to know new characters, but they just, a lot of times, just sort of throw them at you, and then they put up, like, a little thing, and they're like, this is this person, because this.
I've also been noticing a lot that they've been putting, like, at the bottom of a page, they'll put a little block that has an asterisk in it, and it'll be like, see issue number 3 of Thor the Mighty, or whatever.
Right.
To explain who this character is, or what this line means, and I was like, but I don't have,
I don't have that.
How am I going to find that? So the great thing about having a local comic book store is that I can go in and ask questions.
Mm.
And my particular comic book store has a couple of chicks working in it. Not that I'm particularly going, I'm going to ask the girl. No. I'm just saying, like, I know there are two chicks who work behind the counter. They treat women the same way they treat men, which is fabulous.
Right.
There's a part of me that wishes I still worked for a comic book store because I know there's a group on Twitter, Tumblr, Thiverse called the Valkyries. And I wish I was one.
I wish I was one. I would just like to work for a comic book store in general.
It's fun, but it can get annoying.
I understand.
For me, it was really annoying just because at that point, I was the only girl working at that particular comic book store.
Right.
And it wasn't necessarily sexism from my coworkers, it was sexism from the customers.
Right.
Which was annoying, especially when they were older men.
Ugh.
And by older, I don't want to say, like, old men. They were just older, like, older than me. So, 40s and up, who have been reading comics since they were teenagers.
Right.
And just want to school the cute little girl behind the counter. And you're like, okay, I really don't care. Here are your comics. Bye.
Here are your comics, sir. Be gone.
But anyway, I'm sorry we strayed off there. But yes, no, I am more than willing to get to know characters that I did not know. And I was explaining to the guy in my new comic book store, I have only been reading comics for 3 years. And I feel like I have played a remarkable game of catch up in those 3 years.
Oh, yes.
So
you can blame Joss Whedon for all this, by the way.
Oh, yes. It is completely Joss's fault. But for saying that I have played a remarkable game of catch-up, I still don't know who everyone is. So, yeah, it's nice to have them presented to me and for me to then go on the internet and be like, okay, who are you? And let me go back and check you out and figure out, you know, from the Marvel Wiki or whatever.
Right.
Find out who these people are. But yeah, I did know the one character. There are a couple characters in A-Force that I did know from certain things, like the one with the
Dazzler.
No, I didn't know about Dazzler.
Oh, see, I know about Dazzler because everybody makes fun of Dazzler. Dazzler was a product of the 70s. Folks.
I'll be
That's
honest.
All you need to know.
She has bell bottoms and roller skates.
Yep.
She's and it
a product
says,
of the 70s.
This it gives you the description of her. It says mutant queen of disco.
Yep.
Walking laser light show.
Yep.
What is this craziness? But no, I did not know who Dazzler was. I knew about America Chavez just because that's also been all over a friend of ours' Tumblr feed because she loves that character.
Right.
I knew Medusa, is that her name?
Yes,
from Inhumans. I knew Medusa because I had read an issue of something.
Inhumans.
Yes.
She's also in Ms. She makes an appearance in Ms. Marvel.
Oh, I'm not caught up on Ms. Marvel, but I read an issue of Inhumans for Pop-Tarts, and Medusa was in it, and we were talking about the fact that no one cosplays her because the wig would be ridiculous.
Oh, God, yes.
But I don't know. I really kind of dug A-Force. I like the concept.
Right.
That it's this all female team, and they're there to protect the world, basically.
I mean, that's awesome, but I don't... didn't really...
But I'm iffy on it.
Didn't really do it for me.
And the way it ends, I'm kind of curious who it is. And I'll leave it at that.
So, fair enough.
However, that being said, I dug it enough to at least, like I said, give it my 3-issue read. Black Canary, I'm hoping will... You know, I'm proving my own point that I read so much more Marvel than I do DC.
True.
So much more Marvel. But that being said, Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps, I hardcore dug.
Mm.
And I haven't read much Captain Marvel. I think I have the first 10 issues of Kelly Sue DeConnick's Captain Marvel.
I have not read it.
And I think I've read up to issue 4. So I kind of knew who Captain Marvel was, but the Carol Corps are the coolest group of women. They're bomber pilots.
I kind of love that.
It's so awesome. I looked at the... What's really bad is I've been helping a friend put together a cosplay. So I've been spending a lot of time at my local Army Navy store helping her find pieces. And as soon as I saw the cover for Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps issue 1 with Carol on the front, I went, oh, I can find that hat. I've seen it. I can go back and get it.
We can do this.
Automatically, I'm like, ooh, let's cosplay this. But I really, really dug this issue, and I can't wait to get more of them and see where they go with this whole thing. Because it's fun. They're bomber pilots. They fly. They fight with each other just like women would. I loved it. Of course, now
just
I'm getting
like
distracted.
Anyone would.
What?
Just like anyone would.
Yes, I know. I'm getting distracted because I'm opening it now and looking at it.
And she's looking at the pretty.
I'm looking at the pretty. It was just fun.
Speaking of Kelly Sue.
Yes.
This will be our segue on this one. Bitch Planet.
Dig it. So dig it.
I know you're like obsessed with it.
I can't help it.
It's
I just
kind
can't
of adorbs.
I will not lie. I am behind about 2 issues for the whole skipping.
What issue are they up to?
I think
it should be 5, right?
Oh, I think it's more than that. I think we're at 6 or 7.
Oh well, then I am missing some.
I'm
behind
in
things.
January, but I could be wrong. But I don't know. It's just. There's something about these women that is just so much fun to read. So if you guys are not caught up on Bitch Planet, it really isn't for everyone. I'm not going to lie. It's
weird.
It's odd. So it's
when I say weird, it's not a bad thing. I mean, I'm weird, so.
It's kind of like a dystopian reality. Where these non-compliant women are sent off to this prison planet that they call Bitch Planet.
Well, that's the colloquial term for it.
Yeah.
Oh, 6 is out in August.
There you go. We're at 6.
All right.
So you were
five,
right.
Five is out in July.
You're right. 5 comes out next month. So, so I'm only 1 issue behind. That's good to know. I think it's just because these characters are relatable. And it's a very diverse group of women.
Orange is the new black in space.
It's been likened to that a lot by a lot of people, that it's just basically Orange is the new black in space.
No, it's not just.
Well, no, I mean, I've heard that
nothing is ever just.
Well, to you and me, yes. But I've heard a couple of people just refer to it as that all the time. So I find the characters really relatable. There's a character in it for everyone to relate to, for the prisoners or people. I really, really, really dig Bitch Planet. I've turned like three people onto this comic who had no idea that it even existed. One of them was like, I need to go to my local comic book store and pick it up. And I went, good luck.
Have fun.
Because even the second printings of issue one sold out in no time.
Yes. So,
bravo, oh, Kelly.
Speaking
Sue.
Of which.
What?
Yeah, they can. Never mind. I want to see if there was a third printing, but it's not listed yet if there is one.
Oh, I haven't looked into that. There probably will be, honestly.
Well, there probably will be, but the second printing was in February, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm fairly certain, I don't know how many issues they cram into the trades, but I think once it hits six issues, they'll start getting it in trade. They might already have it in trades. I haven't looked into it that hard. Trades always make it easier when you want to go back and reread, because you can go, oh, here's the first four issues. Oh, let's go.
Let's do this.
It makes it so much easier. But it's, I don't know, it's fun, it's violent, there's language. I remember opening the first issue and like three pages into the first issue, there's just like a spread, you know, two-page spread, and it's like four naked women in stasis, and I was like, what am I getting into? So just be prepared that you're not walking into a nice little comic book. You're walking into something that, like, it's feminism that's going to slap you across the face. And that's what it's meant to do.
That's, yes.
So I think it's super cool. I know there's a huge amount of women out there who have gone out and gotten NC tattooed somewhere on their bodies. So, yes, non-compliant is the anthem for this comic book, and I think it's pretty cool. So, it's the tagline on the fronts of the comics is always, are you woman enough to survive?
Are you?
So, am I? Probably not. No, I would be eaten alive in this prison. I would be eaten alive on Orange is the New Black, the end.
Let's be honest.
Let's just be honest. Kate would not survive in prison.
That's okay. I don't think I would either. So we'll keep each other out of prison.
Okay. Deal.
That's the new deal.
That's the new deal. Okay, let's see. We talked about Copperhead. We talked about Lady Killer's Thor. The only other one that I have that I thought was really cool before they killed it off was Angela Asgard's Assassin. So ultimately it comes out that Angela is, I believe, Thor's sister.
Oh.
But she has, like, extricated herself from Asgard, and she is an assassin.
As you do. Is it? No, Loki is an agent of Asgard, not an assassin.
Yeah, no, he is an agent.
I'm like, he's doing something.
But Angela is a super cool character. It makes it quite abundantly clear that she needs no man. And there is an undertone that they're not, I don't want to say they're not pushing it. There's an undertone in the book that I'm not caught up on it, so I don't know if it ever finally is just said. She has a female companion that's coming with her. It's kind of like Xena and Gabrielle type thing.
Oh.
And the companion in, I forget, a couple cells in one of the books says something about not being in love with, but you just, the way she says something, you kind of get the hint that at least the companion is, like, in love with Angela.
Has feels.
Yes. So there's this undertone in there, and it's not, the way that they play it is that it's just a normal part of the storyline, a normal part of the, you know, they're not overblowing it, they're not hitting you with it so hard that that you get annoyed by it.
Right.
It's just a fact. And I was like, well done, well written. So I'm not caught up. I don't know if it ever gets fleshed out a little bit more or not, because I think I've only read up to issue 3 or 4. But really fun butt kicking chick. There's a lot of battle scenes. The artwork is beautiful. I would love to cosplay Angela were she dressed a little bit more.
Were she to wear clothing.
She has the unfortunate problem of having what I call she armor.
Oh, she armor.
In the comic book universe, where it's like a metal bra and panties, and then like high thigh high boots, and then they go, here, go fight.
Fight. I just go, now. You fight now.
Listen, she comes from Asgard, the land of Lady Sif, who, if correct me if I'm wrong, wore an entire bodysuit of armor.
That she did.
So why does this chick not have a full suit of armor?
Well, anyway, because she disavowed Asgard.
Well, she has an interesting tail. She has these tails that I still haven't figured out how they're attached to her. And they look more like ribbons. They're not really like fox tails or something like that, like you would see in anime. But when she gets agitated, these things start swirling around her. And they help her when she's fighting. So, like, it can grab whoever she's fighting with, the villain or whoever.
Right.
And wrap around them. They're interesting. That's, like, the one piece of her that I'm looking at going, I don't know how you would do that in a cosplay. Because, you know, comic book people are larger than life.
Well, now I want tails.
And scantily clad.
Now I want scantily clad tails.
Well, I'm looking at the issue of number one of Angela, Asgard's Assassin, right at this moment. She's got, her forearms are both covered with armor. Her thigh-high boots are basically armor boots. And then she has black underwear with a thick leather belt and then the metal bra and a helmet.
Yep, that sounds about right.
She armor.
Sharmer.
Sharmer. So those are my picks, it seems like a lot, but I know it is nowhere near what some people read, or B, the amount of female-led comics that are out there.
Right, right.
So multiple times in the search online, I could find people who were doing like a top 10 list, or I found, you know, 15 female-led comics that are coming from Marvel or something like that, but I could not find an entirely compiled list of every female-led comic that's out there or currently running. Now, Marvel got through a wrench at us with the whole Secret Wars thing, which, I'll be honest, I'm not really digging Battle World Secret Wars.
Yeah, I just... Although, looking at the amount of Marvel titles I have sitting here that, you know, you haven't even begun to mention... I'm dealing.
You're dealing?
Dealing, but I mean, I've got Miss Marvel over here, which I'm a little behind, but I still absolutely love that series. I love Kamala. I think she's fabulous.
She's a great, great character.
So excited that she exists.
And you know what? The people who are cosplaying her are cosplaying her so well. It's so cool.
Then you have the vast Spidey people.
Oh, the spider people.
Kate is not a spider people fan.
However, I did read issue one of Spider-Gwen, and I found it pretty cool.
There you go. We have Spider-Gwen. We have Silk.
Spider-Woman.
Silk and Spider-Woman. They're mm-hmm. two different people.
Yep.
So, you know, we've got a lot of spider broads.
Spider broads.
Spider broads. So I'm excited for those. What else do we have going on? I have here, it's on my list, but I have yet to dig into it, Mrs. Deadpool and the Howling, H-O-W-L-I-N-G, Commandos, and they're all monsters, which, I mean, come on. It's going to be good. We already know this. It's going to be good.
Oh, boy.
Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Oh, yes. I saw an amazing cosplay of that from...
WonderCon?
Was it WonderCon or was it HeroesCon?
It was a con.
I don't remember. One of the more recent ones, and it wasn't the one that went on in Florida this weekend.
Oh, so not WonderCon. Probably HeroesCon.
Yeah, no, it was from HeroesCon. It was before this weekend. Yeah, it was really good.
I mean, that's just a whole mess of silly, but in the best possible way.
A whole mess of silly. Yes, but in a great way.
Mm-hmm. That is just the Marvel ones I have sitting surrounding me.
Well, the one, I know there's one that I haven't picked up the Hawkeye and not Clint Barton Hawkeye. There's Kate Bishop Hawkeye.
Oh, Kate Bishop Hawkeye, yep.
She's a young Avenger, and that is a extremely popular book. Matt Fraction writes it. So,
given,
you know, if you like
Spider-Gwen, mm-hmm. as we mentioned.
Yes, Spider-Gwen. Medusa has her own thing going on.
Does she?
In Inhumans.
Gotcha.
She's got a through line in Inhumans. She is, if you guys don't know who Medusa is, she is basically the queen of the Inhumans.
As you do.
So she's kind of a badass. Her husband is Black Bolt, who cannot speak, but he has this like tuning fork on his forehead. It looks like a tuning fork anyway. But he, as of right now, I think he has mysteriously disappeared and left her to deal with the aftermath.
Oh no.
And I know that he has, when we were talking about it on Pop-Tarts, he has a dog, and I forget the dog's name, but he too has the tuning fork, and I was
oh,
like,
yes, that's the dog that appeared in Ms. Marvel.
Yes, that's the dog.
It's a giant dog.
He's a giant dog. So, there's that.
Other female-led comics that I just happen to have at my feet right now, the Princeless series.
Oh, good series.
I absolutely adore.
So
it's
cute.
It's a children's comic, really, but, you know, I read children's comics. Lumberjanes going around. But Princeless is all about these princesses who were locked in towers to, you know, be rescued. And then one of them one day is like, you know what? Nope. I'm getting out on my own. So she befriends her dragon. And they take off and they go to rescue other princesses. Because you don't need no man.
It's very cute.
Also, Wayward, put out by Image, which is beautifully drawn. I mean, the artist... Let me pull up names here. I have them.
You have
names.
Them.
I have them. Steve Cummings does the art, and it is just gorgeous. It's about this girl who's half Irish. Her father was Irish, so she's got the red hair. And her mother is Japanese. And she goes to live with her mother in Tokyo. And there's all sorts of weird, like, supernatural Shazam happening. Uh-huh. And she can see these, like, lines where things are connected. And she meets these other people who also have, like, superpowers. It's kind of weird, kind of Buffy-ish, kind of awesome.
Kind of Buffy-ish.
Kind of Buffy-ish, kind of awesome. And the artwork is absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. So for that alone. Then if we travel into DC world, we have, again, this is just what's at my feet. Obviously Batgirl. Harley Quinn, Black Canary, Starfire. Harley Quinn and Power Girl, because one series for Harley Quinn is never enough.
Harley's been making the rounds.
Yeah, well, that's because I told you, because she's super fun now. And she's not attached to another character. She's always kind of been attached to either the Joker or Poison Ivy for a while.
Yep.
Now she's doing her own thing. Ivy shows up, though, every now and then. Also a really fun one, Gotham Academy. Kate is silent.
I don't read any of those. There's nothing to say. I do have some issues of Batgirl, though. I don't know. I fell
issues
off
of or issues with?
No, of Batgirl. Like, it's Babs Tarr's Batgirl.
Yes. Which I kind of like.
I haven't read them. I have so, like, half of the box that I have sitting here is full of stuff that I'm not caught up on. Like, I'm not caught up on X-Files Season 10.
For shame.
For shame the file, okay?
For shame! Even though I talk to Jim Harris more than you do.
You do talk to Jim Harris more hockey. Than I do. About hockey, not comics. Well, I took a break from everything when I got my issues of The Mighty Thor at Philadelphia Comic Con. Mm. Because I went on a bender of Thor Sif love.
As you do.
So, we all have our ships. They're just one of mine. So, I'm behind on all of them, basically. For one reason or another, except for the new ones that just came out, like A-Force.
Right.
Black Canary, all those ones that just came out with issue ones. I'm behind on everybody else.
We'll get there.
I will get there. And I tried to tell myself that I was going to stop buying the ones that I'm not caught up on, so I haven't bought an issue of X-Files Season 10 in about 4 months.
Just for shame.
Well, no, because I told myself I wasn't buying them until I was caught up on them, and there are a lot of them. Because it's been going on for a long time.
2 years?
At least.
Two, 3 years.
I'm pretty sure 2 years at this point.
Okay, I was right the first time.
So, I cease and desist on the X-Files Season 10. I did pick up the first two issues of Millennium because I'm a Joe Harris fan.
Right. I
haven't read those yet either. So, yeah. I remember walking around New York Comic Con with a print, an X-Files print that Joe had drawn that I had bought. And someone goes, "Are you an X-Files fan or a Joe Harris fan?" And I was like, "Both." Like, you thought you were going to school the little girl, didn't you? Both. So, yes.
Aww.
Well, all right. I think we've talked out our female-led comics. We promise you guys that we will get that list compiled as quickly as possible.
It may take a bit. Bear with us.
It may take a few days to
wait. Also, feel free to send us any recommendations, anything we didn't talk about.
Yes, if you have any recommendations for us, that would be super awesome. We love to hear from you guys. We love to hear what you're reading. So hit us with what female-led comics you are reading, or whatever comics you are reading, because we just like to know what's going on in the world.
We read all of the things.
And we read all of the things. We do read all of our email. We check all of our tweets and direct messages. Even if we don't respond, we check it all.
Know that we have seen your plight.
We have seen it. So, yeah, until next week, you can pop over to our blog and check out, well... check out lots of things, but tomorrow we will have a list, or no, right now we have it up. It came up with the podcast. What am I talking about? We have a list of everything that we talked about tonight in a blog post over on itsallgeektomeradio.com.
We do?
Well, we will.
I was like, wait, I don't think it's up yet, but okay.
You can always, like we said, you can always email us at itsallgeektomeradio@gmail.com or tweet us, allgeek2me radio over on Twitter. And until next week, I'm Kate.
And I'm Em.
Have a great week in geek.